We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And now, a Rob Brown logo, only on the Fan Upstate.
Let's go with some NFL draft talk here for just a minute. We had Rashad Beard of the Panther Nation podcast on last Thursday. We talked a little bit about the direction that they could, should, would go with their two picks in the second round. I have, great one, kind of come around a little bit on the concept of trading two to get back into the first round. I have. Because I'm getting to the point, based on some draft previews I've been reading, based on some draft thoughts that I've seen from guys who cover different teams, I think in the second half of the first round, I think there's going to be an enormous run on wide receivers. I've been sitting here thinking this draft class is deep with wide receivers. This draft class is stacked with wide receivers. And I think at 33, somebody's going to be available. We know that Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, and Roma Dunze are all going to be off the board quick. But I have seen Adonai Mitchell's name from Texas, probably the fourth best receiver in this draft. He's interchangeable to me with Brian Thomas out of LSU. Those guys are going to come off the board in the mid to late teens. And then the question is, do Troy Franklin or Ladd McConkey make it to 33? And the more I've read, the more I've paid attention, the less likely I think that they are. Which means that I think your best available options are going to be Keon Coleman out of Florida State, Roman Wilson out of Michigan, Ricky Pearsall out of Florida. Those are the next three guys on the board. Coleman is very interesting to me as a wide receiver because he is, obviously we saw what he did at Florida State. He is a very explosive guy off the ball, but he's not super agile, which is the type of wide receiver that gets you in trouble against a lockdown defensive back. If you're going to go Keon Coleman and play him opposite of Deontay, then I think you have to create a world in which Deontay is getting like an overwhelming number of pass attempts from BY thrown in his direction. Because if Deontay Johnson does not feel like a home run ball threat on every play, if he feels like a guy that's only getting the ball when he's open and you're not comfortable throwing him 50-50 balls, you're not comfortable putting it in the air and trusting Deontay Johnson to go get it, then I think defenses can start to shade coverage over to Keon Coleman. And I think he gets removed from the game at that point. I think he gets removed from the game. I think he becomes a limited participant in the offense. So I like Keon Coleman a lot, but I think Keon Coleman's a guy who's got to be placed opposite of a home run threat. I think he's got to be played opposite of a true, legitimate number one threat wide receiver, Roman Wilson. I like Roman Wilson a lot. I actually think Roman Wilson is probably being undervalued in this draft class. I think one of the reasons Roman Wilson out of Michigan is underrated, underappreciated, great one, is because of who he had as quarterback, J.J. McCarthy. I am convinced at this point, and I might be proven wrong on Thursday night, I am convinced the J.J. McCarthy hype is like a league-wide smokescreen. Every team is looking at it as a free excuse to throw some smoke up in front of their actual plans.
This is the first year in a while where I actually do believe there's going to be trades. You know, I think the last couple of drafts have been fairly boring. I know the Panthers, you know, traded up to get Bryce Young, but we knew that was happening before. Well, we knew they were going to take a quarterback. I think there's going to be a lot of movement in the first round, and I hope so, because that's exciting, and I think maybe some teams, maybe even the Panthers, find their way back in round one.
I'm getting to the point where I almost feel like that's obligatory. I almost feel like they kind of have to at this point. I think Roman Wilson's undervalued. I think Ricky Pearsall, all the things that I said that got Rashad Beard upset with, all the things that I said that got Rashad Beard to say that I was being kind of lazy, quote unquote, when it came to my evaluation of Ladd McConkey.
You're never going to forget that.
No, I'm not. I love Rashad. I really do. Rashad and I have hung a couple of times when I've been up in Charlotte for different things. I love having Rashad on the show. Man, that one hurt. That one stung a little bit. All right. Now, I will also say I watched a lot of tape on Ladd McConkey last Friday and Saturday, and I'm not totally ready to come off of my, I'll change it from he is a slot receiver to I would feel most comfortable with him in a slot spot. He's a 6 foot tall wide receiver. He ain't small, but he ain't a big guy either. He ain't going 6'4", 6'5", coming across the middle. I would feel most comfortable with him in a slot. Ricky Pearsall is a slot receiver. Ricky Pearsall is nothing but a slot receiver. If I'm getting Ricky Pearsall, I'm hoping he falls to 39, because I don't even know that I'm comfortable taking him at 33. I am coming around, great one, to the belief that while there are plenty of needs, edge rusher is still a need, linebacker is still a need, defensive back, specifically at the corner, is still a need. There's a lot of needs for this team. I have come all the way around to, I think I am good if Dan Morgan decides that he wants to punch the 33 and the 39 together to get back into the 17 to 24 range. And I do think, because I agree with you, I think Thursday night we are going to be very busy talking about trades around the first round. I think there's going to be a team somewhere from 17 to 24 that would be happy with 2 second rounders for their first. And the more I think about it, the more I'm circling around to, that's the right move for Carolina. Go up there into the range that Adonai Mitchell, that Brian Thomas Jr. are going to be, Troy Franklin are going to be available, because after that, and Ladd McConkey, because after that, Keon Coleman, Ricky Pearsall are a definite drop off. And honestly, I think Roman Wilson's going to skip up the draft board.
I've seen several things where he has said that they're not building around Bryce Young, that they're building a team. I don't believe that. I believe definitely they're going to try to trade back in round one to get the biggest name receiver they can get.
I saw that comment too, and we already know. You know, about 6 weeks ago, Lonzo and I threw out the first mention of hashtag drafts or hashtag smokescreen season, because it is. If you're not building around Bryce Young, you're doing it wrong.
Unless you don't plan on him being there after his contract and build.
That's still, I know. 2 to 3 more years.
Yeah.
I mean, you are locked in at this point. So even if that's the case, I still think you've got to go in on that guy, even if you don't believe he's the guy, which, again, I don't believe that anyone in an offense doesn't believe that he's the guy. I think you do have to build around him. I think saying we're not building around him is silly. You still got to build out a team.
Right.
Sure.
Because whether you have the confidence in him or not, you want to win games. So you got to build the team in a way where it would make him successful. Now, if you do that and he's not successful, you got to find a way to replace him and get him out of it.
Sure. But I think, to me, building a successful team begins with building around your quarterback, a young quarterback. It begins. So to me, while there are plenty of needs, yes, the number one need is wide receiver in this draft. I think there's a wide receiver run coming in the first round. I think it's going to end up taking Roman Wilson above Keon Coleman. I don't even know if that's a big shock, but I think he jumps up. I think at 33, you're looking at Coleman. You're looking at Pearsall. You're looking at Ladd McConkey, if you're lucky. I think everybody else is off the board in the first round. And because of that, I have come all the way around to the belief that Carolina should package their 2 second rounders in.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
jump up to the first. The Carolina Panthers draft plans for Thursday. This is very interesting.
Wait. The draft's this Thursday?
It sure is.
I heard there's a thing going on Thursday that people go to.
There sure is. I'm ever so glad that you brought that up. Great one. This Thursday evening, Dave and Buster's right here in the GVL.
Yeah.
Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson. We'll be live from 3 to 7 p.m. at Dave and Buster's in the GVL. I will be there. Lonzo, I need your help in peer pressuring him to be there. And we will be giving you up till the first pick coverage of the NFL draft. I'll be going to hang out, sit in on the show, probably play like a lot of video games. It's going to be a great day. So if you don't have plans, plan on being there. If you do have plans, cancel them and plan on being there. Dave and Buster's this Thursday. What? This Thursday. This Thursday, Wire to Wire, I will be there at Dave and Buster's. Very much looking forward to it. Going to be a great time. Of course, we'll obviously be talking Carolina Panthers, because while they do not have a pick in the first round, they do have the first pick of the second round. Who might they go with, you ask? Well, if you ask Xavier Leggett, the answer is Xavier Leggett. And why? Why would it? Why would it? You gotta be kidding.
Let's say it's up over here. It's not. That wasn't me.
Okay. YOLO. I love this dude so
here's
much.
Here's the thing.
I love this the dude interviewer, so damn much.
The interviewer had no idea what he said. he had no idea. He got done and he's like asking producers and stuff. What did he say? I don't know.
Oh,
what he said.
Man.
I got accused of Pickens accent. That's the accent that Xavier Leggett has. When I first moved here, call screening, that's the one I had the most trouble with. Had to say, I'm sorry, could you say that again? Could you spell that? I mean, it's one of those, because it ebbs and flows as far as volume goes. And it's hard to follow. When you started playing that, I lost it for a second and had to severely concentrate.
The interview, by the way, is John Crumpler. John Crumpler is a reporter who covers the Panthers for USA Today, covers the Texans as well. He had Xavier Leggett on the show.
So what did he say? What did Leggett say?
He said that he had a meeting with Dave Kanellis. He said he's seen the things that Dave Kanellis did with Mike Evans. He said that he was, the NFL teams get a limited number of what they call top 30 visits. This is when they can actually schedule an appointment to meet with guys that are inside of their top 30 draft prospects.
It's like a recruit visiting campus.
Effectively correct. And so they get to meet with these guys, put them through interviews, talk to them about their vision, yada, yada, yada. Xavier Leggett, unsurprisingly, was one of the top 30 visits for the Carolina Panthers. And Xavier Leggett said that in his top 30 meeting with Dave Kanellis, talked to him a little bit about how he used Mike Evans of the Buccaneers in his offensive scheme with Baker Mayfield. Of course, we all know Baker went down to Tampa Bay, had a bit of a renaissance during his time with the Bucs, earned himself a $100 million contract with Tampa Bay. And so he said that Kanellis talked to him about how he did things for Mike Evans, and that during his top 30 visit, Kanellis said, quote, they're going to use me as much as they used him. I'm going to tell you two things. I don't think I could see, I'll caveat, I could see a world in which Xavier Leggett's not available at 33, because he is a Mike Evans-esque receiver. Now, I think Xavier Leggett is a guy that has a couple of things that make NFL teams a little, let's say, apprehensive about him. I think there are some elements to his game that a little bit, folks are a little bit concerned about. One of them, not super effective against press coverage. One of those is that the route running is more a means to an end than it is an asset. A lot of guys run a route, and the point of the route is to create a window within the route in the break that a quarterback can get to. With Xavier Leggett, it's more about getting to the spot on the field. Does that make sense? I don't know if that makes sense. With route runners, with wide receivers, there's two ways that a quarterback views them. Number one is the guy is going to get open because of the route. Number two is this is the spot he will be open at, and however he gets there, that's where he's going to be. Xavier Leggett's in the second. He's not a guy that you're going to look at him run the route on the outside and you're going to read, all right, because of the way this defense is playing, the play is designed for him to get across the middle. The play is designed for him to get across the middle and to be in this spot, but the guy's playing press coverage to the inside, and I know with this guy that if he plays press coverage to the inside, X is going to break his route out to the outside. And now, even though this isn't the scheduled route, we're on the same page. I know that on a press coverage inside, he's going to get, you know, a 7-yard slant or a 5-yard out or whatever. And that's where I'm going to hit him. With Xavier, with the press coverage on the outside, he doesn't come out of that break anywhere but the way the route's supposed to be. And he's trying to get to the destination as opposed, he doesn't create the destination. Is that better? I feel like that's better. Xavier Legette doesn't create the destination. He gets to the destination. Now, the good news is, once he gets to the destination, he's as sure-handed as anybody in this draft. Well, he had two drops last year.
Yeah, how much of this year has to do with who was throwing the ball?
You're talking to South Carolina or at the next level?
At South Carolina.
Maybe a little. Maybe a little.
Because he had been there for a while, and he didn't break out till last year, which happens to kids as they get better and better and get older and more mature and all that stuff. But I'm a little concerned about that.
It also comes into play. Now, I was listening to the Wire to Wire Sports Flash presented by Ingles with our friend Diesel earlier, and he was talking about, once again, the same argument of, well, you know, if guys can transfer, the continuity goes bad, and if continuity goes bad, production goes bad, and if production goes bad, enjoyability goes down. And yeah, kind of to some degree, but at the same time, that's true of every job, which is why the companies that do the best are the companies that go out of their way to make sure that their employees are taken care of and want to be there, as opposed to just are there and are looking for another better opportunity.
So you're believing that the Panthers, if they want Legette, will have to go back into the first round to
get
him?
I think they might. And I don't think that's a bad thing, because here's the thing. Do you know what kind of receiver Deontay Johnson is? He is a go-get-him wide receiver. He is a creation wide receiver. Xavier's not a creation wide receiver. Deontay Johnson is. So here's what I got if you get Xavier Legette. I got a creation X in Deontay Johnson. I got a destination Y in Xavier Legette, and I get to move Adam Thielen back into the slot.
All right, I would love to have him, but I'm rooting for Ladd just because of how much fun that will be the entire season between you and Shot.
Look.
And he's a good receiver. So, I mean, the team also will get better.
Oh, he's absolutely a good wide receiver.
I think either way, the team gets better.
And this is, for those of you that missed it, last Thursday, Rashad Beard of the Panther Nation podcast was on the show with us, and we got into a conversation of, we both agree that whether it's for a trade-up in the first round or at 33/39, the Panthers have to take a wide receiver first. Doesn't matter if it's moving up into the first round or taking your spot at 33, the Carolina Panthers have to take a wide receiver. Look at this, Lonzo. Jordan Reed's got his mock draft up there. You got 3 wide receivers off the board at 7. There's a wide receiver run coming. It's going to, I'm confident of that now. I said that earlier.
I had J.J. McCarthy at 8.
Which, by the way, is lower than a lot of other mock drafts have him. A lot of mock drafts have him coming off the board at 6 or earlier. Some coming off the board at 4. Some coming off the board at 3 ahead of Drake May. No, just so we're clear. No, but there's a wide receiver run coming. And so I think if you want Xavier Legette, really if you want anybody that's not probably Ricky Pearsall out of Florida, I'm trying to think of who else. Well, Ricky Pearsall. Here's my fear. And I know you can't make your move. I know you can't make a decision based out of fear. But my fear is if you stay at 33, and I said this back in the first hour too, if you stay at 33, I think you might have either or Keon Coleman or Ricky Pearsall available. Neither one of those guys, both of those guys good. Neither one really like throws the needle forward for me. I think Carolina's got to move up in the draft. Like somewhere between 17 and 20. By the way, I don't even know if Xavier Legette's going to be available at 20. I think he might be a shock pick in the first round of some team mid to late teens.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.